Chapter 6. A Bad Start. On August 23rd, the Norwegian sledges were ready. They took them outside, and the dogs pulled them across the ice. The sun came up for half an hour, but it was too cold, minus 46 degrees centigrade. They could not travel in that weather. They went back to Framheim and waited. They waited 2 weeks, until September 8th. Then, with the temperature at minus 37 degrees centigrade, they started. They ran happily across the snow to the south. 8 men, 7 sledges, and 86 dogs. Only Lindström, the cook, stayed behind in Framheim. At first, everything went well. They went 28 kilometers on Saturday, and 28 kilometers on Sunday. It was easy. Then, on Monday, the temperature went down to minus 56 degrees centigrade. There was white fog in front of their faces. They couldn't see anything. But they travelled 28 kilometres. That night, in their tents, they nearly died of cold. Next day, they stopped and made snow houses. Inside the snow houses, it was warm. But everyone was unhappy.
"I told you, Roald," Johansson said. "Even September is too early. We can't travel in this cold. Do you want us to die? Let's go back and wait for better weather."
Amundsen was very angry. He was angry with Johansson, but he was angry with himself too. He knew Johansson was right.
"All right," he said slowly. "We can go on to the depot at 80 degrees south, leave the food there, and then go back. We can't do more than that."
It was 37 kilometers to the depot. The wind was in their faces all day. 2 dogs died on the way. At the depot, they did not stop. They put out the food and the flags, turned round, and went north. At last, the wind was behind them. The dogs ran quickly, and the men sat on the empty sledges. They went faster and faster. It was like a race. Amundsen was on Wisting's sledge, and soon he, Wisting, and Hansen were 3 or 4 kilometers in front. Soon, they were alone. They travelled 75 kilometres in 9 hours, and they reached Framheim at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Bjorland arrived 2 hours later, with 2 more men. But the last two, Johansson and Prestrud, went more slowly. Their dogs were tired. Their feet were wet and cold. They had no food, and they were alone in the dark. The temperature was minus 51 degrees centigrade. They reached Framheim at midnight. Next morning, Johansson was angry. In front of everyone, he said,
"You were wrong, Roald. September was too early. I told you, but you didn't listen. And then you left us alone, and we nearly died in the cold. You're a bad captain. I'm a better captain than you are."
Amundsen was very angry. But at first, he said nothing, because he knew that Johansson was right. Then, that evening, he gave a letter to Johansson. It said,
"You aren't coming to the pole with me. When I go south, you can take some dogs and go east to King Edward the Seventh Land. You can go with Prestrud and Stubberud. You can be the first men to go there, but not to the South Pole."
The Norwegians stayed in Framheim and waited. They lay in bed, listened to the wind outside, and thought about Scott and his motor sledges.